Viter in Shas V'Yarchu and Daf Kuf Gimel. Pick it on Kuf Beis Mubi is by the bottom of the page. 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12 lines up from the bottom. Amar B'Yochran, Lo Sochel HaNefesh Im Abasar. You can't eat the life with the flesh. What is this talking about over here? Zeh Iver Menachai. That's talking about Iver Menachai. That's yes, sir. But we have another pasuk which says, Ubasa Basada Trefa Lo Sochelu, flesh in the field. Torn, you shall not eat. Ze basa menachai, u basa menatrefa. Basa menachai, from the fact that it's just flesh that rips off of a live animal. It's also usher to eat, because it says flesh in the field, just sitting over there, coming off an animal. And torn is the idea of, is known as a trefa. Right, these things are going to be usher. Rav Shimon Lakish Amar, he agrees with these three surim, but from different psukim. Well, the same psukim from different, it goes like this. Lo sochel ha-nefesh ma-basar, ze ever menachai, u basar menachai. That's both of them. U basar basar trefa lo sochelu, ze basar menatrefa, that's basar from a trefa. That's trefa. Okay, achol ever minachai, ubasa minachai. If someone ate both of those, the Rabbi Yochanan chai v'shtai, because it's from two different psukim. Rabbi Shimon Lakish and chai v'lachas, because it's from the same pasuk. Achol basa minachai, ubasa minatrefa. If somebody ate flesh from a living animal, flesh from a trefa, the Rabbi Shimon Lakish chai v'shtai, because it's from two different psukim. Very chai v'malkas, two different things. Rabbi Yochanan and chai v'lachas, only chai v'one, because he did only one, it's in the same pasuk. Achol ever minachai, ubasa minatrefa. Oh, now they're going to call chai v'shtai. Everyone's going to be, they're going to be chai of both. Rashi is the bin lamar bin lamar, mitrei kari nafki. Either way you slice it, it's coming from the psukim. Rabinu, fact the Gemara. Really? Hold on 1 second. Got a problem. Beep, turn the page. Kuf gimel lav. Achol ever minachai minatrefa. If somebody ate a limb from a living trefa. So you had an ever that was removed from a trefa, when it was still alive, says Rashi, Rabbi Yochanan Amar Chayv Shtayim, we're going to be Chayv Two. One for the Isser of Iver Menachai, and one for the Isser of Trefa. Rabbi Shimon Lakish Amar Yadu Chayv Elach, it's only Chayv One. Oh, you have a bit of a problem. Bishlam Rabbi Yochanan Nicha. Makes sense, according to Rabbi Yochanan, because his din, that the Yerchayv two sets of Malkos, goes with what he said above, that these the Iver Menachai and the Trefa are from two of them Sukkim. Rabbi Shimon Lakish, we have a problem because he says that this person is only going to get one malchus, but right before he agreed that they're coming from two different psukim. Rav Yosef lo kasha. We're going to see a number of answers. Number one, lo kasha, kamba behim achas. And the machlokas tin Yochanan Rish Lakish is talking about one animal, right? The limb was removed from a living trefa. And kabishte behemos. But here in this, it's talking about two. We need a limb from a healthy living animal and meat from a dead trefa. Bishte behemos b'chayiv shtayim. In the case of two animals, of Yochanan Rish Lakish or Maskam, you're going to be chayiv for two sets of Malkus. Rashi says, Ralph Gavda Bechada Achila, Bechada Srach, Linu, Dahat Shrei, Lavi, because there's two different Lavin. But Mehima Achas, pleading. But the argument when it comes to one animal, says Rashi, Trefa, Shachem Yemena, Ivim Menachai, pleading, Mefresh Wazel, we're going to explain right now. Bibehema Achas, my pleading. What exactly is the Machlokas? Right? He's over two terms. So why is Rish Lakish saying only going to be chayiv once? Rashi says, my potter, Vaha, Shrei Lavin, these are two Lavin. Amar Abaye, Abaye gives answer number one. Kigon Shinitrefa imitzias ruba. The case we're talking about of the Machlokas is where the animal became a trefa when most of it came out of the womb, right? It was at birth is when it became a trefa. Umar Sever Behema Bechaye Levar Mamedes. And now you have the Machlokas. The Rav Yochanan holds that even while the animal is alive, it's ready to be cut up into parts. Which means that its limbs are also usher from birth, al sefer menachai, v'isser trefa, v'isser menachai, v'isser eva, v'hadi adodi, because they come at the same time. And both the serum take effect. Umar savar, and one holds, and that'd be Rish Lakish, behemah b'chaye, lavli v'arma medis. This is an animal when it's alive, it's not for this varm, therefore its limbs are not usher until they're removed from the animal. Below us, the Isser Aver Chayil Isser Trefa. You don't have the Isser of Aver, it goes on top of the Chal on the Isser of Trefa. That's just number one. Viewby Sim, another answer is the Kuliyama Behemoth Bechaya Lavli Verminus. Everyone agrees it's not considered all cut up ready, both of Rechel and Rish Lakish, right? When it's still alive, and therefore, then us until they're removed. The Bemay say Isser Aver Mechal Isser Trefa coming. And their argument is whether or not at the time of the when you remove the Aver, when you remove the limb, the Isser of this limb from the living animal can be chal on a pre-existing Isser of Trefa. My Savar, Asi Isser Aver, Chayel Isser Trefa. Rav Yochanan says, One thing is chal and the other. Asher shekein yisur noig b'bnei noach. It's more chamor, so therefore it's an eser mosif for my sever lo chayil. And that's an eser. My sever lo is eser aver chayil and eser trefa. Shlokus holds that one eser cannot take effect on another one if the second one, even if the second one is more chamor. Answer number three, everyone agrees that it's all considered like lay farm, it's chopped off, which means that the limbs are usher from already birth. It only became a trefa after the fact. And therefore, is a trefa is ever and the machlokus is whether the isser of trefa can come and take effect on the pre-existing isser of ever menachai, like of a living animal. Mar Savar Asay Vichayel. One, Rav Yochanan says that it does take effect, right? According to the to that, he was told that one Isser is Chal. Isser is Chal and Isser. And as Rashi says, Rav Yochanan Savar Isser Chal al Isser. Vasi Isser Treif Vichayel Isser Ever Mechayim. Mar Savar Lo Asay Isser Vichayel. That doesn't work. And as Rashi continues, Rav Shlokas Savar Ain Isser Treif Chal al Behema. Ad shetishachit the iser milsa tali v'kai v'chipaka iser chayos asi iser treifa v'chayel. So that's Rav Shlokas holds that it does not come and take effect. And our fourth answer, Rava Amar Kigon shetolash yimenu eivu treifa utrafa bo. Well, the argument is with a detached limb. One took separated a limb from an animal. And that made it into a trefa, of an alt, right? He cut off its leg above the knee, let's say, for example, which we learned much earlier. Rashi says, you're going to cut the chagla min ar kuvo lamala, of yochan saver mitchila lav levar momedis, ukeshechatchan chalush dam, or shlokesh saver meikara, haba ba iser ever. That's Rashi, but the Gemara says it. Mar savar. Behema b'chayel le'ivarm eino omedis, or lav le'ivarm omedis. Iser, that's Rav Yochanan, Iser eiver v'iser trefa b'adi adonikasi. Therefore, they come at the same time when it's removed. Amar savar behema b'chayel le'ivarm omedis, that the Rav Shlokas yields that an animal is alive, it is ready to be split up into parts, which means that its limbs are usher from birth. V'losi iser trefa chayel iser eiver. And therefore, the iser of trefa, which doesn't apply until later when the limb is removed and makes an animal trefa, cannot come and take effect on this pre-existing iser of a limb of an ever menachai. Okay, another din. I'm Rav Chiya bar Abba, I'm Rav Yochanan. Achol chelev menachai, min ha-trefa. If someone had chelev that was detached from a living animal, that was a trefa. Chayiv Shtayim is going to be Chayiv for two things. There are three potentially Surim over here. Eiver Menachai, Chelev, and Trefa, but you're going to be Chayiv two of them, we'll see. It says, Gamar Amr Leia by Rabbi Ami, Vale Mar Shlosh, let's say you should get three. Shani Omer Shalosh, Chayiv Sayyidin Rav Yochanan, he's going to be Chayiv for three sets of Malkus. It says, Gamar Itmar Nami. Okay, so that's a period. Now, it's Barnami. I'm Ravo, I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Achel min achil min achayim min atrefa chayiv shalosh. You're going to chayiv for three of them. But my kamifli, what exactly is this machlokas? Kegon she nitrefa im yitzias ruba. They argue when the animal becomes a trefa when most of it came out of the womb. And at birth, it became a trefa. Manda mashalosh, one that says three, meaning Rabbi Yochanan, according to Rav Ami and Ravo, kasavar behima b'chayel levar momedes. And therefore, that it's also the Yivar Maaser even at birth. Iser Chelev, Iser Eiver, Iser Treif, about the Yadadikas, they all come at the same time. Therefore, all it's not Iser Chal Iser, all the Iserim came at the same time. Therefore, it's going to be three. Ma'adam Mishtaim, when it says it's two, Rav Yochanan according to Rav Chiya bar Abba, Kasavar Behima Bechayel, Lav Levar Med. It says, no, it's not Lav Levar. And therefore, the limb Iser doesn't come into effect till later. Iser Chelev, Iser Treif, because that came at the same time. Iser Eiver, Lo Aser V'chal. You don't have an Iser, which is chal on a pre-existing iser. Vibayseim, or another answer you could say, is the kuli alma behima b'chaya lav le'ivarim. Really, everyone agrees that it's lav le'ivarim. Ube meisei iser. Right, so everyone's going to agree that the iser of chelech and trefa that came at birth, but ever only came later. Ube meisei iser Aver v'chayla iser chila v'iser trifa k'mifkli. And they're arguing whether the iser of a limb from a live animal can come and take effect on a pre-existing iser of chilef and a pre-existing iser of trefa. Mar sover asu chayel. One, according to Rav Amir Vohr, holds that the iser of a limb from a live animal does come and take effect in such a case. He holds an iser as chal an iser, right? So it's pretty straightforward. Rashi says klomer. Right, same thing. The other one holds, no, not like that. Isser is not chal and isser. It can't take effect on the other one. Another answer, you're same as the kuli ama behem v'chayel levarmer. It really is held to be cut up, which means all three isserim came at the same time. But it's actually that all three didn't come at the same time because the trefel came later. So in this case, the iser of a limb from a live animal and chelev, that came at the same time. Trefa came later, and everyone agrees that the iser of trefa can, that the iser of trefa can take effect on the on that of chelev. What makes the iser trefa mechal iser aver kamiflagi? Can the iser of trefa be chal on the iser of aver minachai? One holds that, yeah, it does. Comes, takes effect. Just like it takes with the pre-existing iser of chelev. Rashi says, Klomer, the kimlan, the asi iser trefa, v'chal iser chelev. Right? Do we have an iser chelev and not trefa? Come on that. The amar mar, where do we know that from? Because it says, a Torah amra, yavo iser nevela, there's a nevela, yachal iser chelev, come on that of chelev, v'yavo iser trefa, yachal iser chelev. And the Torah tells us that since a trefa iser takes effect on the pre-existing iser of chelev, it also takes effect on the pre-existing iser of a limb from a live animal. V'idach, Yochanan, according to Rechiv Rabba, holds a chelev u'da'achayel. It's only in chelev that the trefa iser takes effect. The hutter, because chelev is sometimes actually quite okay. Interesting. Beep, turn the page. Kuf Gimel Amud Beis. Because, okay, in the middle of a sentence. Achel v'dechayel, the hutter miklala, because from its hutter from its general iser. I mean, the Torah makes an exception to the general iser of chelev. It asks only the chelev of behemoth, not of a chaya, right? Aval ever de lo hutter miklala lo, but in reference to a limb of a live animal, which is not released for any iser whatsoever, it's always there. Lo, it doesn't take effect. Kiyasa Rav Dimi Amar. Rav Dimi came from Herzl to Bavel. He said, "Boy, me near Rav Shimon ben Lakish Rav Yochanan, Rish Lakish Asher Rav Yochanan, Chilko mi bechutz." If somebody split from the outside, really split a kezias of a limb of a live animal outside of his mouth, and then ate half of it separately, cracked it in half, put one kezias in. Half of his eyes didn't eat the other afterwards. Ma, what is going to be the din in such a circumstance? Amalei says, Pater, person is not going to be chayef for eating a kezayis of even minachay unless he eats it all at the same time. Mi befnim, my, what if one split the kezayis inside his mouth before swallowing it? What's going to be the din in such a case? After the kezayis came near his throat, he divided it into two halves. He swallowed one after the other and swallowed at the same time. Amalei says, Chayev, that person is going to be Chayev. Kiyasa Ravin is another version. When Ravin came first to the Bavel, he said, Bechilka mi bechutz, if you split it outside, then Pater is not going to be Chayev. Mi bifnim, if Yochanan or Chayev, Rishlaka Shomer Pater. Oh, if Yochanan or Chayev, if Yochanan says that he's Chayev, Harinen, they're grown up Gezayas, because his throat enjoyed a Gezayas at the same time. Rishlaka Shomer Pater, Achilu b'mei avbein en v'leka, because the amount of food is necessary for eating. It's a gezayis, it's supposed to go down his stomach at the same time, and that doesn't happen. Right? Going against, or contrary to Rabbi Yochanan, Rish Lakish considers eating as it going to the stomach. In fact, how are you going to find you're going to be chayev for eating a limb from a live animal? People chew the food before swallowing, and you know, in a gezayis of food will always be split in one's mouth before going down the stomach. And the Gemara, Rav Kana, Bigrumisa Ze'erta. Where he ate a certain small bone, which is swallowed whole. And then you'd be chayef. Rabbi Elazar Amar, and number three, afil chelkum v'chutz nami chayef. Even if you split the kizas out of his mouth, the eat each one separately, he's still chayef. Mechusse krev alav ke mechusse maise dami. Lacking proximity is not the same as lacking of eating, right? Even though they're apart, but still, one who eats them has done an act of eating a kizayis. Don't say that since he swallowed each one at a different time, he's looked at like he ate only half a kizayis. Amar Shimon Lakish, Kazai Shamu, the Kazai Zacham said that you have to eat in order to be Chayav Malkus Chutz Mishel Beina Shinayim, excludes that which is stuck between the teeth which was not swallowed. Right? In order to be Chayav, there must be a Kazai in what the person swallows besides the parts that get stuck in his teeth, which are not swallowed until later, even if, and maybe not at all. The Rebbe Yochanan Amar, Af Im Beina Shinayim, the Kazai includes even those that are in between the teeth. That's still, even to Ima, is considered like it's eating, and they're freaking Bechayev. I'm a papa. The stuff stuck between the teeth, everyone agrees that it's excluded from the Kazayas. Ki pligi, what are they arguing? Bein achinachayim, hachanichayim, about if it's stuck in the palate. Some piece of food gets stuck to the, you know, the top of your mouth or something, they're not swallowed at the same time. If that's not with the Echilas Pras, then Rashi says, I'm a dabik mechan choshegronu nana bo meyav lo nana. So what's the din? Mar savar. Hare nana gronu b'kazayis. Rav Yochanan says that he's chayiv because his throat enjoyed the taste of the kazayis. Yeah, the taste here. Mar savar achil b'meyav lo nana. It has to be eating of the stomach, and the food that got stuck in the palate didn't go to the stomach till later, therefore you're not chayiv. I'm Rav Yochanan. Achol chatzi zayis v'kiyo. If someone had a half a kazayis of a then he threw it up. Chazav achal chatzi zayis achen. Yet another one, another half kazayis. Chayv is going to be chayv. My time area. Nana gronu kazayis. His gronu was nana with a kazayis. Even though the stomach didn't get it, because he spit it all up, he's going to be chayv because his throat got that. I know. Ba Rabbi Elazar, me Rabbi Asi. Achal chatzi zayis vekeu. V'chazav achal ma'u. Whatever, if you had a chatzi zayis, he threw it up and you swallowed the same one. What's going to be the din? Michael Rebellion, what's the question? Yav ikol, ilav ikol. Is he asking whether the food that was swallowed and then spit up is considered to have been digested or whether it's not considered to be digested? V'tibay le kazayis. If that's the question, he should have asked about an entire kazayis. He should have asked whether someone who ate a whole kazayis threw it up and ate it again was going to be chayav or not. Ela ibasa grono zinan. So it must be, maybe Rabbi Elazar was asking whether our definition of eating would go by his throat. Ibasa meyav is go by his stomach. Tishitle me the Rabbi Yasi, but that could also been, can't be what Rabbi Elazar meant, because if that was the case, you should have answered already from Rabbi Asi's din, which said that one who ate chatzi zayis and spit it out and then ate a different one is going to be chayav, which shows that eating is defined by what's the throat and not by the stomach. Rabbi Asi gemari yakale. Rabbi Elazar realized that Rabbi Asi forgot his learning. That is that Rabbi Asi forgot the true content of the din. He was bringing the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Right? It was obvious to Rabbi Elazar that thrown up food is not considered digested. They also said eating is defined by what benefits the throat, so he didn't really have to ask anything. Also, Rilosa lad kure, Rilosa came to remind him, this is what he's saying to him. Lamli chatzi zayis acher, what I need Ravasi to teach that the person is chayv when he eats another, a different chatzi zayis. Lemamar bididei, let it say about the same one, the same zayis that he spit up. Dika lemishma mina. In which case it would be, we can learn out two things from the statement. Shamin and Mina, the law of the ego, we learn from it that swallowed food is not considered digestive. And we also learn from the throat benefit from entire kazayas. That's enough for chiyav, even though the stomach didn't get any hana. Now the Gemara tells us what happened after Elazar brought this question in front of Rav Asi. Ishtik v'lo armer le v'lo midi. Rav Asi was quiet and he didn't say anything to Elazar. Armer le. So Elazar says to him, Mofei Sador, miracle of the generation. Rashi says the lashon of Gadol Ador, Kamo Anshei Mofei Sima, they're miracle workers. Lo Zimrin Sagiyan Amart Kamei. Didn't happen many times that you yourself said in front of Yochanan that somebody who eats a chatzi zayis and he spits it out and eats it again is chayev. V'amalach of Yochanan said to you, agreeing, he's getting hana from his his throat is benefiting from this kazai. So Rabbi Yochanan showed that he is agreeing with you. Hadrun Allah gid ha nashe. In the lalalai, oh, in the lalalai, eh, in the letter, it mounts for finishing the seventh parak. Let's quickly, Hadrun, I'll go back to Petesim Beis, the beginning of the parak. Gid ha nashe, noig baritsu v'chutzlaritz. Okay, my friends, we're Yotzazan. And Mazda finishes the seventh path. We're going to stop over here and wish you all a great, great day.